probably 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds. And then they have another smaller room, probably for the same age group, but only if necessary. USDA supplies some of their food, and parents also bring in food. The children are given showers every day as soon as they arrive, and they have a setup that they can take care of the showers for 60 children in an hour and a half. I was told separately from the others that discipline is a great problem here. Mrs. DeGraw felt that this is one of the greatest problems that she has. The cafeteria has a dual use. Aside from eating their hot meals in here, the cafeteria is also used for the smaller children to play in when the older children are having lessons. The kitchen equipment itself was left after the BIA closed down their boarding school there. They just left all the equipment there, and it was all serviceable, so it's being used now by the day school. They copy the Head Start programs, but they're not on it, therefore they don't get any government subsidies. The Navajo tribe has preferred to keep disconnected from any state or federal organization. They also have preschoolers who come in here, the 5- and 6-year-olds whose parents work and who aren't really able to take care of themselves. They come here before school. The parents might drop them off, and people at the day school will get them ready and send them over to preschool for the day, and then they might return afterwards. This concludes field notes for April 16, 1970, 12th Annual Conference on Navajo Education.
The thought, master of ceremony, ran through my head, and and I couldn't help recalling the thought that master of ceremonies, well, in Indian way, that would mean a medicine man. And since I neither qualify for being a master or a medicine man, I'll try to tell you of some of the things that will happen today. I'm Mrs. Paula Watchman. My name, my last name, speaks more for me than my first. My husband, Leo Watchman, whom some of you know as New Mexico State Representative, others know him as Treasurer of the Navajo Tribe, and yet others know him as All Indian Rodeo Secretary. As I look among you, I see there are many teachers, and I guess Mr. Tom Chee thought it appropriate that a teacher be before you in this place. I'm a teacher for Gallup-McKinley County. At this time, I'd like to relate the theme, and I see it in big letters across the stage across here, Navajo education and its future. The future is now, it's happening. Today is probably a very important day for us as not Indian people, but as people, as the astronauts, hours away from the splashdown, hopefully come back safely to Mother Earth. These moon trips were mentioned in the legends. The legends to the Navajo people were a way of telling their children the way, the ceremonies, their life. And you couldn't tell me that no Indian person thinks of the future. These legends reflect the future. Before we begin our next speaker, it is nice that time should pass by with such beautiful music by these young people, the people of tomorrow, with its directors, Marilyn Brooks. We will hear another number.
It was a little early to get up and get out here, but we have made it. This group is getting ready to leave two weeks from Tuesday, and we are taking this van to Dallas, Texas, to participate in the Six Flags National Concert Band Festival. We will be competing against bands from all over the nation while down there. We're playing a short concert tour as we are going down, and we'll be gone 6 days. We have had a fundraising drive, of which these students have raised $2,500 in a town the size of Kirtland, which really isn't a town. This isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. We still lack money, and anyone who would like to contribute to the cause may send their money to the school. Once again, let me say we appreciate you being here. Our final number is one that we think is most appropriate for this part of the country. It's called Men of Custer. Thank you.
next speaker, before I introduce him, I would like to read a news release on that was written on his return to the reservation. Taylor McKenzie, M.D., first Navajo Indian to graduate from medical school and to be commissioned in the Public Health Service, reported for duty at Kienta on November 4, 1964. Dr. McKenzie is a resident of Shiprock, New Mexico, and graduated from high school at the Navajo Mission in Farmington. He attended Wheaton College in Illinois, where he received his Bachelor of Science degree. He attended medical school at Baylor University, Houston, Texas. He has had 1 year of internship and 5 years of residency in surgery at Pontiac General Hospital, Pontiac, Michigan. He completed his residency in surgery in June 1964. Dr. McKenzie received his education and professional training through assistance from the Navajo Methodist Mission, residents of Shiprock and Farmington, New Mexico, and the Navajo Tribal Scholarship. He was motivated to enter the medical field because of an apparent insufficient medical service available to the Navajo people. He also felt that it was a definite challenge to a member of the largest Indian tribe in the United States. He hopes to be able to continue working among his people. Dr. McKenzie married Betty Jean Smith in September 1953. They have 8 children. His parents are Mr. and Mrs. Edwin McKenzie, and they reside in Shiprock, New Mexico. I see among you many teachers, and being a teacher, I know that it's the dream of every teacher to have among his students a potential lawyer, doctor. I'd like to present the ultimate of every teacher's dream, Dr. McKenzie.
Thank you, Mrs. Watchman, for such a kind and flattering introduction. On occasions like this, my voice goes through an initial depressive phase, but you will discover that it very soon rebounds. So at the outset, please bear with me. I received an invitation from the planning committee, and my topic was to be how the Navajo laymen look at Navajo education and its future. And I read on in the invitation, and the letter states, "We are anxious to hear your solutions to current problems in Navajo education. If you wanted to hear my views, if you wanted to hear that of the Navajo layman, spelled in the plural, I'm afraid I couldn't do that, for I could be neither at the same time. So on the strength of the final statement, I decided that I would amend the title to read how this Navajo layman looks at Navajo education in its future. It goes without saying that I'm indeed flattered to have been asked or considered to speak at this convocation. And in addition, just the observation that my experience and my travels throughout the United States attending Indian meetings, the concept of Indian time is an irrefutable fact.